Let us say a silent prayer to prepare our hearts. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn 129. Let's sing hymn 129. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. This family altar, we will discuss Psalms number 92. Psalms number 92. Let us read through Psalms number 92. In the name of Jesus, I read. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. To declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night. With the ten-string lute and with the harp, with resounding music upon the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by what you have done. I will sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man has no knowledge, nor does a stupid man understand this, that when the wicked sprouted up like grass, and all who did iniquity flourished, it was only that they might be destroyed forevermore. But you, O Lord, are on high forever. For behold, your enemies, O Lord, for behold, your enemies will perish. All who do iniquity will be scattered. But you have exalted my horn like that of the wild ox. I have been anointed with flesh oil, and my eye have looked exultantly upon my foes. My ears hear the evildoers who rise up against me. The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still yield fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. So, this is the content of Psalms number 92. Let us firstly see the superscription. The superscription here tells us a psalm. A song for the Sabbath day. So, a psalm here means mizmor. Mizmor is whereby string instrument accompany the song. So, this is a song. A song for the Sabbath day. So, this superscription tells us that this is a song. Actually, in the Bible, we are able to see in 1 Chronicles chapter 23. 1 Chronicles chapter 23 verse 30. Here we can see the Levites. The Levites, they are to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise also at evening. So here we can see the Levites. The Levites, they are to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise also at evening. And then according to the Mishnah is the oral law as opposed to the written law. So this Mishnah is the Jewish oral law. And then according to this Mishnah, we are able to see that is to say the post-exilic period, that is to say the period of the Second Temple Judaism, the temple that is rebuilt by this Zerubbabel. So during the post-exile, when the people returned after the temple was rebuilt, so during the post-exilic worship of the temple, we can see that they will sing certain psalms. The Levites is to sing psalms in the temple every day. On the first day, they will sing, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they who live therein." This is Psalms 24. So on the first day, they will sing Psalms 24. And then on the second day, they will sing, "Great is the Lord and highly to be praised in the city of our God, even upon his holy hill." This is Psalms 48. Psalms 48. And then on the third day, they will sing, "Stand, God stand in the congregation of God. He is judge among the gods." This is Psalms 82. Psalms 82. And then on the fourth day, they will sing, "O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, thou God to whom vengeance belongs, show yourself." So this is Psalms 94. Psalms 94. And then on the fifth day, they will sing, "Sing we happily to God our strength, make a joyful noise to the God of Jacob." This is Psalms 81. Psalms 81. And then on the sixth day, they will sing, "The Lord is King and has put on glorious apparel." This is Psalms 93. Psalms 93. And then on the Sabbath day, they will sing this psalm, a song for the Sabbath, that is to say Psalms 92. Therefore, we are able to see the post-exilic worship of the temple. So every morning, during the morning sacrifice, that is to say, so the Levites will sing. The Levites will sing. So the first day, they will sing Psalms 24. The second day, Psalms 48. The third day, Psalms 82. The fourth day, Psalms 94. The fifth day, Psalms 81. The sixth day, Psalms 93. And on the Sabbath, they will sing Psalms 92. So we can see this is a psalm, a song for the Sabbath. This psalm, so it is a liturgy or a worship psalm. So it is to be sung on the Sabbath day. What is this psalm about? Here we can see a joyful celebration of the righteous rule of God. It is a celebration of the righteous rule of God. So, the celebration of God's love and faithfulness as characteristic of his reign. So, we can see here, celebration of God's love and faithfulness as characteristic of his reign. And then we can also see to celebrate the uprightness of the Lord, His righteousness. So, this can be seen here. Especially, verse 2. To declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night. So, the loving kindness, the faithfulness of the Lord. And then, verse 15. To declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there's no unrighteousness in Him. So, this is a psalm to praise. Like verse 1 say, it is good to give thanks, praise to the Lord. What more, especially on the Sabbath? It is good to give thanks to the Lord on the Sabbath. Okay, let us go through these psalms. Let us go through these psalms. Verses 1 to 3. Verses 1 to 3. This is the hymnic introduction. It is an introduction on praise. An introduction to praise. Okay, let us see verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. So it is good to give thanks, praise to the Lord. And to sing praises to your name, O Most High. To declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night. So just now we have mentioned how the Levites, they have been scheduled. There's this duty. They are to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and also likewise at evening. So here, on the Sabbath morning, during the sacrifice, so the Levites, they are to sing to declare the loving kindness of the Lord. And then His faithfulness also by night. And then verse 3, with the 10-string lute and with the harp, with resounding music upon the lyre. So here we can see the introduction, a hymnic introduction on to praise the Lord. So it is good to give thanks, praises to the Lord. Sing praises to the name, to God's name, Most High. Declare His loving kindness in the morning and His faithfulness by night. And then with the 10-string lute and with the harp, with resounding music upon the lyre. This is the introduction. Let us move on. Verse 4 and 5. Verse 4 and 5. Here we can see the motivation. The motivation to praise. Joy over God's saving acts. So verses 4 and 5. This is the motivation to praise. Why praise? Because joy over God's saving acts. Verse 4. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by what you have done. I will sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord. Your thoughts are very deep. So here we can see the motivation to praise. The motivation to praise. Why? It is joy over God's saving acts. Here, verse 4 says, for you, O Lord, have made me glad by what you have done. I will sing for joy at the works of your hands. So this is the joy over God's works, what He has done. So, how great are your works, O Lord? Your thoughts are very deep. And here we can see the thoughts that is shown and manifested in works of the Lord. So the thoughts of the Lord that is very deep. His thoughts that is shown and manifested in the works. So here we can see the motivation. The motivation to praise. Because of the joy received over God's saving acts. His great works. And then, what else is the motivation? Verse 10 and 11. Verse 10 and 11. Here we can see the motivation again. And this also supplement verse 4 and 5. So verse 4 and 5, we can see the motivation to praise, joy over God's saving acts. But what is this saving acts of the Lord? So verse 10 and 11, we can see also the motivation to praise. It is the joy received over God's favor. The joy received over God's favor. So, verse 10. But you have exalted my horn, my strength, like that of the wild ox. I have been anointed with flesh oil. My eye have looked exultantly upon my foes. My ears hear of the evildoers who rise up against me. So, this part, we can see the motivation to praise. Why? Just like verses 4 and 5. The motivation to praise. Joy over God's saving acts. But what was God's saving act? So, verse 10 and 11, the motivation to praise. It is joy over God's favor, receiving God's favor. So here, what is this favor? That the Lord helped him to overcome the enemy. The Lord have exalted his strength, given him strength like that of the wild ox. And then how the Lord have anointed, refresh him with that fresh oil. And then verse 11 want to tell us how his eyes have seen the downfall of his enemies. And then how his ears have heard the doom of the evil assailants. So this is what God has done. God show him favor. God help him overcome his enemies. This is the motivation to praise. And then let us see verses 6 to 9. Verses 6 to 9. Here we can see it expounds on the foolishness and destiny of evildoers. This is to expound the folly or foolishness and destiny of evildoers. We can see the fatal folly of evildoers. This is to contrast also verses 12 to 15 to expound the secure prosperity of the righteous. So here we can see the contrast between the evildoers and also the righteous. So verses 6 to 9. A senseless man has no knowledge, nor does a stupid man understand this. That is to say, these people, they do not know the Lord rules righteously. They see the wicked flourishing, but they do not see the Lord or foresee the end that God has appointed for all these wicked. So, verse 6, a senseless man has no knowledge, nor does a stupid man understand this, that when the wicked sprout up like grass, and all who did iniquity flourish, yes, they are able to see how the wicked sprouted up and how the wicked or those who do iniquity flourish. But what happened? It was on that they might be destroyed forever. So they do not know the Lord rules righteously. They see the wicked flourishing but do not see that the Lord, they don't see the Lord or foresee the end that God has appointed for them. So here we can see it expounds the foolishness, the folly and destiny of evildoers, the fatal folly of evildoers. So, they will be destroyed forever. But then, contrast verses 12 to 15, we can see here expound the secure prosperity of the righteous. Verse 12, the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still yield fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock and there is no unrighteousness in him. So here we can see about the righteous. If we take note of verse 7 and then verse 12 and 13, both speak about sprouting. Verse 7, when the wicked sprouted up like grass. But then verse 12, the righteous man will sprout like the palm tree, he will grow like the cedar in Lebanon. So both also sprout. But then, verse 7, we can see, and all who did iniquity flourish. And then, verse 12, those who are planted in the house of the Lord, they will also flourish in the courts of the temple of our God. But what is the conclusion? For the wicked, even though they sprout, they flourish, verse 7 says, it was only that they might be destroyed forever. But for those who are righteous, yes, they sprout like palm tree, they grow like cedars, they are planted in the house of the Lord, but then they will flourish in the courts of the temple of God. And what will happen? They will still yield fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very clean grain. So they will continue to declare that the Lord is upright. He's my rock and there's no unrighteousness in him. So we can see the difference, the consequence. So this is a psalm to be sung on the Sabbath. So for us today, on the Sabbath, we can also give thanks to the Lord to remember the significance of the Sabbath, to thank him, to magnify the Lord. He is the great God. So on the Sabbath, we can remember it's a day of rest for us to rest bodily, mentally, spiritually. And then on the Sabbath, we can remember to thank God's creation. We are the crown of God's creation. He continued to sustain, provide for us. And then we have to remember, thank God for the deliverance, the salvation. He saved our soul. And then to remember our status, our identity. We are the sanctified ones. We are set apart. Our identity, we are those who are consecrated, set apart for the Lord, the holy ones. So our life must be holy. And then we have to look forward to eternal rest in heaven. So on the Sabbath, we can give praise to the Lord, to thank him, to remember all this, the significance of the Sabbath, to give praises, thanks to him for his loving kindness, his faithfulness, to continue, like verse 15 says, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There's no unrighteousness in him. So we give thanks to our Lord. So this Psalms 92 is a psalm that is sung on the morning Sabbath. We give thanks. Now we will pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. In the Father, Lord Jesus.
Hadi kıtı 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 kı
Let us all recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord, our family, author, and seer tonight. Peace be unto all. Amen.